Thank you for coming this afternoon. I'm the widow of Major Troy Gilbert, a godly man, adoring husband, amazing father of our five young children, and talented F-16 pilot stationed here at Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix. In November of last year, Troy was killed while providing close air support to a downed helicopter crew outside of Baghdad, Iraq. Up until now, I have remained silent. After the recent media coverage of the disturbing video of what terrorists claim to be Troy's lifeless body, I can remain silent no more. Since Troy's death, local Arizonans, Luke Air Force Base, Balad Air Base in Iraq, Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico, my local church, Desert Springs Community, and numerous fellow Americans across the world have shown unbelievable support and unending love to me and to my family. They have become a shield of protection for my family's welfare and betterment over the last 10 months. While local media has covered some very positive moments throughout this very painful journey, unfortunately, I have not always felt that same continual support from the national press. When media chooses to use Troy's plane crash as a political catalyst to generate anti-war sentiment, it only serves to degrade the very moral integrity my husband possessed, and to degrade the morale of those still selflessly serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. As Troy corresponded with me from Iraq in the months leading up to his death, he often spoke of his firm belief that every day we kept the vigil strong in Iraq and Afghanistan is one more day the hatred and death perpetrated by terrorists would be kept from reaching the shores of our nation. At the very heart of his belief was his desire to protect the land and people he loved back home. Every time the press lends credibility and significance to terrorist propaganda clearly designed to erode public support or questions the validity of our brave soldiers' selfless acts of service in the war itself, it only serves to damage our country from within its own borders and embolden those who would do us harm. Front page headlines detailing the purported desecration of U.S. troops, including my husband Troy, makes me want to ask the following question. Where are the stories highlighting the thousands of encouraging and supportive ways people are caring for our servicemen, the military families, and those of us left with both enormous loss but great pride? These positive stories do exist. For example, the same day that our local paper released the article about the video, a quilting group from a surrounding community delivered 5 handmade quilts to my children, all made from their daddy's uniforms and clothing. Or how for a full week this summer, my boys attended a camp solely for the sons of fallen soldiers, a camp initiated by a former Luke Air Force Base pilot and one that was staffed and sponsored totally by volunteers. Where are the news cameras and reporters on those days too? Since Troy's accident last November, my life and the lives of most military families who have lost loved ones distinctly resemble snow globes. Not only does the tragedy and pain of our loved one's death make us feel as if we are now living in glass houses, but each time the focus is on terrorist agendas and anti-war news articles, it causes our snow globe world to be turned upside down and all the painfully settled pieces to be jolted back into the air once again. We Americans must not feed into or legitimize the hate-inspired and politically driven motives of terrorists. We betray ourselves every time that happens. I have not and will not dignify radical terrorist groups by watching any propaganda-generated footage. Their evil untruths should not be validated by us giving them our precious time and energy. We should focus instead on the positive steps and selfless sacrifices that are being made across our great nation and the world every day. Out of respect for Troy, our children, and me, I ask that you, the American public, and the press do the same. May God continue to bless and protect our wonderful nation. Thank you for your time today.